Gorgeous weather is on the way to the Northwest region for the third weekend in a row. That means kayakers and canoers are eager to get back out on the water. But officials warn that high air temperatures can be misleading because the water in rivers and lakes is so much colder. Ted Beener with the National Weather Service says 6 people drowned in Washington in the last month in accidents involving non-motorized boats.
Typically, when we start to get warm, people start to head for the water. And, you know, incidents occur. So it kind of boils down to making sure that you have your life jacket on and being prepared in case you find yourself in the water. In other words, having a buddy or several buddies there to pull you out before you become hypothermic.
Beener says in 40-degree water, it only takes 15 minutes. This week, police rescued 2 men whose canoe capsized in Puget Sound near Blake Island. That's south of Bainbridge Island. Beener says the men were just minutes away from dying of hypothermia. This is the first time in 10 years Washington State has seen this many drownings in such a short period of time, all related to small watercraft.